Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Old woman was grazing her sheep. And she sees a whole caravan of people. So she asks, whose wedding procedure is this? In the old days, there used to be a barat. Barat means, for example, the boy is from Smingo and the girl is from Vellum, right? So a whole group of people will go to fetch the girl from Vellum. There weren't trains in those days, cars, buses. So someone is with his horse, someone the camel, someone the donkey. The whole procedure, 100, 200 people are going to Vellum to fetch the girl and come back. So this old woman saw this whole group. She asked, whose wedding party is this? So they replied, not a wedding party. This is a party that is going for Hajj. And she heard, and she asked, what is Hajj? She said, no, we're going to the house of Allah Ta'ala. When she heard the house of Allah Ta'ala, it struck such a chord in her heart. She left the sheep, and she just joined up. They explained to her, Kala, this is not a 1 day's journey or 2 days' journey. Here you need a passport, you need money. Those days they weren't passports, but you need money for the entire duration, going, coming, plus you have to board a ship. For that you need money. So, but no, I didn't ask you for money, and I didn't ask you for any type of assistance. I'm just joining. I'm going with you because I'm a woman, and one of my mahrams are in this jamaat, so there's no problem for a mahram. So I'm just linking up that a woman is not supposed to be traveling on her own. But I didn't ask you for any assistance, so don't bother about me. No, they're trying to turn her away, and she, the more they're turning her, the more she is getting charged. So old woman, over 60, 65, now they're trying to stop her. She's getting more charged. Eventually, they thought to themselves that this woman must be a pious woman. For her to getting 2 days past, 3 days past, and just walking, and there's no sign of fatigue, no sign of her just slacking, no sign of her showing any weakness. So she must be a worry. So now they insist on her now. You know what? You better just ride on one of our conveyances. She was very reluctant. And they said, no, it'll be our honor. Now when they said this now, she had no answer for that. It's all right. I'll join you. Now they came to the harbor. Those days, those that were closer on the north, then they would use the Karachi port. On the south, they'd use Bombay, the north they would use Karachi. So as they came up to the Karachi harbour, look at her intention and her sincerity. So the captain that was the head of the ship, he announced that I am not prepared to sell a ticket to each passenger. Charter the whole ship and carry on. No, they had no other choice but to charter. When they chartered, she got a space, she got a place. So here now she's moved right to Jeddah and everything is sorted out. Oh, now the question is from Jeddah to Medina Munawwara. First they go to Medina, and from Medina they'll come for Hajj. So now the journey from Jeddah to Medina, one rich woman, she lost her sister, but she's got no company. When she's got no company, so she's insisting on this one year by you join me. I didn't ask for that. Join me, you know. It'd be a pleasure. And I'm prepared now. She's a wealthy woman and she says to this poor woman here, yeah, I'm prepared to do every service for you. Her sati was gone, that satan of hers passed away. So she became the replacement. You know, in the old days they should have that hodaj. Hodaj, Urdu they say shugduf, right? So the weight that is carried on a camel has to be balanced. Saddle pack, one on this side, one on that side. Otherwise, if it's only on one side, it will dip. So they have to balance it. If one passenger on this side, so she's sitting on one side, and that side, that other woman is sitting on the other end. It's balanced. Now they did the Medina, everything. Everything is complete. Now they return. Now they must return and they must go for Hajj. So that's a costly thing. 5 days of Hajj and then whatever else. So as they're returning now, these Hajjis in those days, they used to go, and the Hajj used to be about a year. Because you're going by ship and the ships are not, they're not going with ships that got any type of motor, no motor ship, just on the mercy of the winds. So slowly they're going, sometimes going, and they got a favorable wind, and in 3 days they're in Jeddah. They can see Jeddah, and they got another storm coming, they see Bombay again. So it takes them time. So reach Makkah takes them time, so the whole year journey. Now, in between then, because they're going as families, someone is getting born here, en route, Makkah, Arafat. So a lot of things are happening. Now this Hadi's got their children, and someone is getting sick. One person is getting sick this side here, one person is getting sick that side. So everything, hey, this auntie here, this auntie here is a buzruk. So rather ask her to make fuk and make dam. So she's making dam, everyone is coming right. Now they're giving her gifts and all that. So her journey, whole journey is covered. For the 5 days of Hajj, everything is covered. And then she's got so much now, but enough for her to go on the return journey as well. So if she wasn't the Rabia of her time, then she must have been the Khamisa of her time. Right. Right. So this, you see, this yaqeen. This yaqeen and trust in Allah Ta'ala, that makes wonders. When you trust in Allah Ta'ala, He will do the rest. Now what has happened with the abundance of material, we don't see the hand of Allah Ta'ala. And these people used to see the hand of Allah Ta'ala. At the end of Uhud, Abu Sufyan, who became radiallahu anhu, he is the head of the opposition. As he's traveling to Makkah, then a thought came to him that we had almost destroyed the enemy. Then why did we leave them? We should have finished them completely. Why we left them halfway? We had the upper hand, we should have finished all of them. Now we got a little bit of victory and we returned. We should have finished them all complete. Now this thought was running firm in him. And they think, all right, should we go back to Medina and finish them up? As these thoughts are running in their mind, Allah Ta'ala filled their hearts with a little bit of awe. But they think, all right, if the hearts are filled with awe, what will the enemy think? That we got scared and therefore we ran away. So they sent someone, I think it was Nu'aym ibn Mas'ud, go, we give you so many dirhams, we'll give you 1,000 or something, and tell them, just be scared, these people are coming, they're ganging up for you. So when they'll get that message, so they will not dare coming to charge them. In the meanwhile, they'll have the upper hand that, see, these people, they were supposed to meet us at this spot here, and they ran for their lives. So we'll be victorious. So they were deliberating and they send the person. There's no aim, they said the no aim. See that we're supposed to be meeting here. And beware of them, they're coming in their thousands, they're gonna finish you up. So this news comes to Medina Munawara, comes to the Sahaba Kiram. And Nabi Sam announces that only those are gonna leave who participated in Uhud, in spite of their injuries, their being hurt and all that, only they will join. Now when this news came from Nu'aym to the Sahaba, what was the immediate response of the Sahaba? الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. The enemy is telling them, but just be careful. The enemy is ganged up for you, and they're going to wipe you out. So, their response was, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So when this Nu'aym came to frighten them, so his message worked in reverse. It increased the iman, and they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So a Muslim needs to realize, when some frightening news, some unpleasant news comes, it will frighten you, that will shake you up, then there must be two responses. One is, your iman must increase, and you must say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So, now how does this relate? That frightening news must increase your iman. How does it connect? This news is frightening. And when it's frightening, it's supposed to be shaking you up. But this is increasing your faith. So it will increase your faith in this way. And when you pledged with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you said that you are, from today you are mu'min, then as though you have pledged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the trials that will come on this way, then I am bracing myself for these trials. Now when the trial came, as though they prepared themselves to take on those trials. Trial came, and they prepared themselves to take on the trial. So when they prepare themselves to take that on, it increased the iman. Now I heard this thing is coming, so I brace myself, I'm going to go for it. Right. Because they understood that iman requires effort. So they prepared themselves for that effort, for that striving, thus the iman increased. Right. And then to support this, they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. That on this path here, you're going to get trials. Right. You went, Jamaat went one place, right? And you received a top treatment. They gave 7-course dawat, and gave you all like warai, after Isha, and the next morning they gave tea, biscuits, they ladied up sausages and poloni and whatever they. So, our South African Jamaat, the iman increases like this. If all these things come, then the iman increases. But the iman supposed to be increasing the other way around. I went somewhere, we were in Dabel, so Mullah was telling us, the founder of the madrasa was Mullah Ahmad Bam Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. So the madrasa started 115 years ago, and in the humble beginnings, constraints. So the Mulana, the founder, went for Chanda, for Gam, about 8 or 10 kilometers away from Dabel. So he got some money, but some of the town people, they pelted him with stones. So when he returned to the madrasa, so he came with whatever Chanda they had given him, and he brought those pebbles also. He said, Yevi Chanda Mamila. This is part of it. So they're doing it with imani fever. See, they're doing it with fervor, with iman. This also I got. So it doesn't shake them up. See, in the spirit of work, whilst I was in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, these were the stones that I received. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, when he would go out in jihad, and his whole body, the horse, animal, his equipment, everything is covered with dust. So that dust, when he's returned home, he'll accumulate all the dust. Accumulate the dust and make it into bricks. Make it unbreak bricks. I said, see, all this dust must be used in my grave. When you're lowering me in my grave, then use this as the bricks that will brick my grave. You know, when you put the mayyat, right? Nowadays they put planks, right? But in Medina up till now, they still put unbreak bricks. So when you're covering me up with bricks, then use this. Because this was in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So the stones I received in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Now, one place that you have gone, and you got such a top 7-course treatment you got, right? 7-star treatment. But you went to the next place, they chased you out. They didn't give you any meals. They closed the shops, right? So, when you receive this type of a treatment, this was supposed to be actually increasing your iman. So, no, you should not work. You're going to work. They rejected you. You got dejected. No place to sleep. Right? It's raining. It's cold. And you're moving. So, no, for the sake of Allah, I'm going to carry on. So, that josh comes in at that time. See, when you are dejected, you're rejected. Now, that actual josh comes in. And when the josh comes in, and then you are prepared to do any sacrifice after that. So this is where the iman increases. And then together with that, to support that, you say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient. And He is the best to accomplish all my works. When you say wakeel about for Allah Ta'ala, in other words, He will get this accomplished. I assign my affair to Him. So he will accomplish my affair. You see, a wakil is a person who represents you. Represents you to do what? To accomplish your work. So it can there be anybody better than Allah Ta'ala that will accomplish your work? Can there be anybody greater? Someone may just do it half, quarter. He may just fail. He may not be able to accomplish. But anyone like Allah Ta'ala, nobody like Allah Ta'ala. Anything can beat him. Can anything overwhelm him? Can anything overtake him? So wa ni'mal wakeel, is the best. To accomplish anything, he is the best. So I assign my affair to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So when the Sahaba Ikram read this, wa ni'mal wakeel, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah Ta'ala favored them in 3 ways. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. One way, He instilled fear into the heart of the kuffar. They got ghabrat, they moved away. They heard now that these people are coming, pursuing. And they're not in the mood to come for another encounter, and they went back. So, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. So, Allah Ta'ala instilled the hearts of the kuffar with fear. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ. They got no problems after that. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. So they got 3 advantages. One is بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. And this point where they had agreed to meet and fight, This was a place where they used to have a souk. You know how they have souk, ansar all that. So this was a point that they should have a souk. So the Sahaba Ikram came to the spot. In the souk in that days, they should have real specials. So they made a tremendous profit. They traveled a little bit, 50 k's or 40 k's, came to the spot and was a souk. So tremendous profit they made. One is the enemy's heart was filled with fear, they ran away. Number two was there was a souk there and they made a big bargain. And the greatest, وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. And they secured the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for themselves. So, in this day and time, what happens to us? A little bit of difficulty, someone is frightening you, someone is talking about something, and you get shaken up. So this getting shaken up, it's natural, it's human, you must get shaken up. But is that supposed to be your response? Your response is no. Right? Leave it to Allah ta'ala, we must carry on what we're supposed to be doing. And we leave the whole case to Allah Ta'ala. Turn more to Allah Ta'ala. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Raise our spirits, our morale must be raised, mustn't be broken down. Turn more to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will create an exit. How he'll create it, he knows. But we must carry on, we must pursue. Our yaqeen mustn't be on what we see. Our yaqeen must be on Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This article that was read here now today, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, Mufti Abdurrahman once explained, see, today is the 15th night, isn't it? Huh? What night is it? 15th night, right? So, we read the Isha Namaz for the 15th night, and we read the Taraweeh for the 15th night. Now that we finish the Taraweeh, and the Isha Namaz for the 15th night, can this Taraweeh and this Faraz that we read this night, can it ever be repeated? And you heard the Sawab, you know, you hear the Ramadan, and the Faraz is multiplied 70, and the Nafal, you're reading Faraz Namaz Sawab, right? And you heard all that Sawab, but can you repeat this? Can't repeat it. Now someone is thinking, hey, but you know, had I been able to repeat it, how much sawab I would have got. So he says, one easy way to get this working is to invite others for the namaz. You are one person, but you invite others. So if it is that you're needing one namaz, so you credit it to your one sawab. But you get the credit for all those people that are going to listen to you. See, they listen to you and they read their namaz. So you got your sawab, you got your one sawab, but all those that listen to you and they start reading their namaz, their faraz namaz sawab is in your account as well. So now, in normal circumstance, you can only get one sawab for one faraz. Here you're going to get, if you call 1,000 people responded to you, so you're getting your namaz sawab and the sawab of those 1,000 people, all coming into your account. So you can't do much, at least then don't become a spanner in the works, right? In any good work, dini work, don't become a spanner. Sometimes what happens is shaitan gets the better of us and someone is getting a name. So we want to break him. We don't want him to get that name. Allah Pak is taking some work from him and we're getting envious that why is he getting that name. So we want to break him in some way or the other. So this is stupidity. Right? If he's getting the name and people are responding, then encourage more people to listen to him. When you encourage more people to listen to him, then they heard him. They got inspired, you got your share. But if you worked in reverse, you discouraged people from him, right? Now they moved away, and they're not reading their namazes. So now, have you gained or have you lost? So the right thing is, now you're seeing that people are taking to this person, right? Myself, I'm not an orator, but he's an orator. and people take to him, all right. When they take to him, their life changes. Not doing namaz now, they become namazis. They were not careful about their obligations. Now they're becoming careful of their obligations. They were not careful about the prohibitions. Now they're becoming careful of the prohibitions. So let me encourage people towards him. They'll listen to him, they'll become paband, I'll get my share of the sawab. So now that's positive thinking. How many people you invited? So much of sawab you're going to get. See? So a Muslim must win. I said previously also, must win. So whichever way you're going to win, whether directly or indirectly, let it happen. Don't become a spanner in the work. Don't try and prevent any good work happening. Allah Ta'ala make us miftahun lil khair and mirlaqun lil shar.
Mawlana Yusuf Minla is requested to come to the front and make dua.
Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها علانيتها وسرها اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا وجعله الوارث منا وجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مرضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا ناصر المستضعفين يا إله العالمين يا الله forgive all our sins يا الله يا الله forgive our major sins يا الله forgive our minor sins يا الله forgive those sins that we committed knowingly and those sins that we have committed unknowingly يا الله you know best as to how many gunas and sins we have committed يا الله we have lost count of all the gunas that we have committed but يا الله you know best يا الله يا الله from the very first sin that we have committed يا الله till the last and whatever sins we may commit in future يا الله يا الله we beg you يا الله forgive each one of us يا الله يا الله the Mubarak month of Ramadan has come half of the month has already passed يا الله يا الله we haven't made qadr of this Mubarak month يا الله يا الله we haven't appreciated this month يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive us for the shortcoming of ours يا الله يا الله whatever time remains in this Mubarak month يا الله يا الله grant us the tawfiq and the ability of making qadr of appreciating every moment and every second of whatever is remaining يا الله يا الله allow us to maximize from whatever is remaining يا الله يا الله accept whatever little effort we have made thus far يا الله and whatever little effort we might make in the future, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept everything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have made dua throughout the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, accept all their duas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us from those that have earned the curse of Jibreel and the Ameen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't let this month pass without us being forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let each one of us be forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our wives and children, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how happy and pleased won't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be when he would hear that every ummati has been forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with complete hidayat and guidance. Ya Allah, we have moved very far away from the straight path. Ya Allah, we have moved very far away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with complete hidayat, Ya Allah. With the tawfiq of making kamil ittiba and kamil emulation of the complete sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you become beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your true love, Ya Allah. Bless us with the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the love of all pious deeds and all good actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let iman become beloved to us, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, let kufr and disbelief and all forms of sins and immoral deeds become hated to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let that become detestable to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create the natural aversion for gunas and sins in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the moment thought of guna even comes into our minds, Ya Allah, allow it to be flushed out of our systems and our minds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with all the good qualities that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken of and which we are yearning to gain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with all that sifat-e hasana, Ya Allah, with the good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to guide us towards those good akhlaq, those good characteristics, Ya Allah, those good sifat, Ya Allah, and protect us and flush out from our systems, Ya Allah, all those evil qualities and those bad qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made throughout his life, Ya Allah, whatever good he had begged for, Ya Allah, we ask you for all those good, that good, Ya Allah. And whatever evil Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought protection from, Ya Allah, we seek your protection from that evil as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are undergoing difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your special rahmat and special blessings upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are suffering oppression at the hands of cruel and oppressive governments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you replace those oppressive governments and leaders, Ya Allah, with just governments and just leaders, Ya Allah. where the Muslims are suffering through starvation and through famine and through drought and whatever other difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you alleviate the difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in need of pious and suitable spouses, Ya Allah, bless them with suitable spouses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are desirous of offspring, Ya Allah, bless them with pious offspring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have children, Ya Allah, but their children have rebelled against them and turned against them, Ya Allah. Make their children become the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed on, Ya Allah, fill their qabrs with noor, Ya Allah. Shower your special rahmat upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow them to enjoy from your special rahmat and your special mercies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of maut comes for each one of us, Ya Allah, let us be engaged in some amal and some deen that is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death come to us whilst we are engaged in some guna and in some sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be engaged in something that is pleasing to you. Let the best time of our lives be those last moments of our lives, Ya Allah, when we are going to come to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at that time, Ya Allah, you be pleased with us and let us be pleased with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at that time, you be pleased with us and let us be pleased with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a moment of happiness when we are leaving this world, that would be a moment when we are going to be meeting our beloved, Ya Allah. We would be meeting you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your love supersede the love of every other thing in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also supersede the love of other things in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we desire for and it is permissible, Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais needs, Ya Allah, all our jais desires, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have asked us to make dua for them, Ya Allah, forgive them, bless them with hidayat, and grant them all their permissible needs and hajat, Ya Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab al-nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal, wa na'udhu bika min al-nari wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم.